Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Speech Sounds by Octavia E. Butler. The story first appeared in Asimov Science Fiction magazine in December 1983. I read this in her short story collection, Bloodchild and Other Stories from 1995, and it won the 1984 Hugo Award for Best Short Story. Speech Sounds is set in a post-apocalyptic America. Most of the population has been wiped out by an unknown disease, and those that have survived have seen serious degradation to their communication. Our main character is a former university professor who is no longer able to read, and it seems that most of the people in this world are unable to speak, unable to read, and their communication is in guttural sounds, sign language, body language. Our main character is very lonely, she's isolated. This is one of the key themes of this story. It's the idea of finding love, finding companionship, finding friendship, in a world where communication is limited, in a world surrounded by death, disease, destruction. And frankly, it's quite a heartbreaking story the way that the plot progresses. What I think sets this apart from a lot of post-apocalyptic stories is we are left with a sense of hope at the end of this. A sense that although things might not be able to get back to the way they were before the calamity, everything isn't lost. So if you've not read this story, it's highly recommended. It's one of my favourites. Octavia Butler is a unique voice in science fiction. I would have a read of the Bloodchild collection and her novel Kindred as a broad introduction to her work. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show, which is at Short SF Review. I'm posting all these podcasts onto my website along with my own short fiction, which is johncronshaw.com. You can friend me on Facebook and follow me on Goodreads. It's John Cronshaw, that's John without an H. You can also subscribe to the show if you haven't already through iTunes. If you're enjoying it, please do leave a positive review. That will be greatly appreciated. If you've got any feedback, any questions, any suggestions for stories that I might like, please send me an email to johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.